And we're back here on Unusual Sources, 93.3 CFMU FM. I was just going out to get that article on Haiti that I promised, but I think I'll be getting that to you later in the program, because I'm very pleased to say Shiloh Davis has joined us and will be able to discuss the proroguing of Parliament and what citizens are doing about it. So Jessica's here with us today to interview Shiloh, so thanks both of you.
Hi, yes. Hi, Shiloh. Welcome to the show. We have Shiloh Davis. Many of you might remember her. I believe you were on Canada's Next Prime Minister on the CBC. She's a student at MAC. So she's sort of well-known all throughout Canada and has definitely been quoted a lot in The Spectator recently about this proroguing of Parliament. So when the second, because this is the second time that Parliament's being prorogued, what were your first reactions to this?
I just thought that it was completely unjustified. I looked into the reasons that Stephen Harper gave for proroguing Parliament, and I completely disagreed with them. I didn't think there was a legitimate reason to prorogue Parliament in the middle of a parliamentary session.
Yeah, and maybe give our listeners a reminder from what the reasons were. I know we talked about that last week, how he wanted us to watch the Olympics.
Basically. I mean, apparently when we host something like the Olympics, we all need to take a nice long break and disrupt Parliament, even though that hasn't been done the past two times that we hosted the Olympics. And apparently the Conservative MPs are going to use this time to find out what's going on with the economic stimulus package, even though they've already declared that there will be no additional funding provided in the next budget.
Yeah, and so he prorogues Parliament and gives this sort of strange reason for it. What does this mean for Canadians, the fact that Parliament's being prorogued? Is this really just a suspension of democracy?
Basically, the way Canada's system is set up, Parliament is really our only forum for democracy. So when you shut down Parliament, it's kind of a big deal because our MPs can't voice Canadians' concerns in Parliament. All of the bills going through get stopped and have to be restarted, which is a huge economical cost. And when we're already running a huge federal deficit, the burden is on the taxpayers now for this whole session to be restarted.
And I guess a concern for people on our show is that there were committees going on revealing Canada's involvement in torture. And this has all been stopped now, right?
Exactly. The Afghan detainee inquiry is a huge deal right now. Whether or not we're guilty, we have to investigate. We've been accused of breaking the Geneva Accord, which is just, Canada's known for its peacekeeping role. Just to be accused of this is a huge deal, and the Conservatives have made it clear that they're going to do everything they can to halt this investigation.
So Parliament will be restarted, though, on March 3rd, I believe, which is after the Olympics. What does it mean, though, that there's been these months go by without Parliament? Like, will they be able to just start up again, or will possibly this inquiry into the Afghan detainees just end?
I don't think that the opposition will let it end because it's not in the best interest of Canadians to let it end, but it definitely slows down the process. And considering that the International Court has already started a preliminary investigation into these concerns, it's extremely important that Canada wraps up its own investigation before the international community is looking into it.
Okay, so I want to get into what the community has been doing as a response, because basically there's been a very, originally Harper said, Canadians just want to watch the Olympics. Well, Mr. Harper, you're wrong, because there's been a huge response to this. Isn't that right?
There has been. We have over 40 rallies planned now across Canada for January 23rd, which is just unprecedented. And we even have international locations with Canadians abroad that are organizing rallies in London, England, New York City. People view it as diverting democracy.
I want to know a little bit about numbers. I know that this has largely been organized on Facebook. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I believe the numbers have become astronomical in the Facebook group. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The main Facebook group, a week and a half ago, it was just started, and we're already up to 175,000 members as of this morning. We have 4,000 volunteers on board across Canada organizing rallies in over 40 cities. And, we can barely keep up with the emails and the response from people. It's been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I got to ask, how do you manage that? Because I'm on Facebook and I keep getting all these requests, right? So I got requests from friends in Toronto, and they're like, go to the Toronto demonstration that's happening. It must be crazy. Like, how do you make sure people know that there's one in Hamilton and they go to the Hamilton one and then... all that sort of stuff?
Basically, we have one central site set up to direct people to the rally of, you know, their hometown. We have one on Facebook, which is connected to the main Facebook group, Canadians Against Proroguing Parliament. We also have our website up and running now. It's called noprorog.ca, and it's completely open forum. So if you want to start a rally in your own city, all you have to do is follow the steps, and they will get you started.
I also find it very interesting, who is involved in this? It's not necessarily your typical activist, is that right?
No, I mean, Chris White, who started the Facebook group that kind of got this whole ball rolling, I mean, he's not involved at all in politics. He's not affiliated with any party. This is the first time he's even written his MP. And we're hearing the same response from a lot of the Canadians jumping on board with this. I'd say over half the people that have contacted me about organizing rallies have, you know, never, ever followed politics, didn't know what proroguing was a week and a half ago. And they're actually taking notice and they actually want to do something about it.
So what do you think we know that there are a lot of people on Facebook and on the internet. Do you think these are actually going to translate to real bodies in the street?
I mean, I would say so based on what I've seen so far. I know that the Toronto Planning Committee held their first planning meeting to organize their rally just under a week ago, and they had almost 200 people show up. They had press coverage of it, and they raised half a grand towards their costs already. So
that's some pretty quick moving.
It really is, considering that, I mean, a week and a half ago, this wasn't even an issue. To have that many people come together so quickly on something is just remarkable.
And getting money from people in an activist event can be difficult, too, I know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, one of the things I've noticed is I think Canadians have a very strong work ethic. And I think it seems to me when I looked at the letters to the editor and see people in line at coffee shop that they're kind of upset that Harper would want to stop Parliament and basically stop working again, you know, for another period of time, because a lot of people are out of jobs. People are desperately searching for work. Everyone who has a job is working like twice as hard so they don't get fired and to keep up the numbers and everything. And then they see Harper saying, oh, taking some time off for the Olympics. Do you think that people are frustrated just seeing their elected representatives being stopped in that manner?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I know that the Conservatives have said, well, you know, their MPs are still working, but their MPs are still working in their own riding, so it's kind of up to them on what they're doing. It really is kind of like an extended vacation. And I mean, there's a lot of concerns that Canadians have right now. I know the pension crisis is one of the biggest ones. We have a lot of people on board that are near retirement age that are protesting just because the pension crisis can't be addressed. I mean, Canadians are hurting right now, and the last thing we need is Parliament shut down for some ambiguous reason.
So I guess we bring back to the political element. As we've said, this is a nonpartisan group, but people on the left, I guess we sort of feel slightly confused right now because, you know, we feel like, should we be supporting the Liberals? Should we be supporting the NDP? How should we find out more information about what each party is doing and the response, and are they just taking advantage of this?
I would recommend checking out the party websites. I mean, I wouldn't personally recommend anybody to vote for any particular party mm-hmm. based on these events. I think that you need to do your own research and educate yourself. That said, the Liberals have announced that they are going back to Parliament. I know that the Bloc have announced that they're at least sending some of their MPs to return to Parliament, and the NDP are kind of up in the air right now on their position.
Yeah, so, you were mentioning that today, that the NDP is not sending.
Yeah, I mean, that's the last thing I heard there. And I mean, there's both sides of the argument because, mm-hmm. I mean, the real question is what can the Liberals do if they're all by themselves at Parliament?
Yes.
If Parliament isn't officially resumed, it's going to be a lot of informal meetings. And it's a matter of if any work can actually get done.
So yeah. It's almost showy.
Yeah, I mean, there is that argument, too. I mean, that said, the Liberals are at least taking a stand on it right now. I guess we'll really have to wait and see if any work does get accomplished.
Well, and I guess the issue was the Liberals refused to work with the NDP before, so
yeah.
It's funny that now they want to work with them.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's not actually going to be able to do anything.
Exactly. Well,
yeah. I'd like to see a strong stance from the NDP on that. You know, one of the things about this proroguing is, you know, we've been doing activism on a variety of issues in the past, and one of the things that's people are complaining about, and that seems to be coming up more and more, is that Harper seems to have a problem with free speech, you know, and he's been attacking a variety of NGOs now. There is, you know, Islamic or humanitarian NGOs that said things he didn't like, or his ministers didn't like, who then cut the funding. And
yeah,
then
like
there was
the Canadian Arab Federation.
Right, this Canadian, yeah. And then you have Kairos and then those other NGOs, and what they're doing doesn't seem to fit into the game plan of the government, so their funding is getting cut. And then there's, you know, there's certain things you're just not supposed to criticize anymore, and they're trying to make new laws. Do you think that the sort of proroguing and shutting down of Parliament is at all related to any efforts against free speech?
I mean, it's really hard to say. I mean, that said, my personal opinion is that it's just one more step on a slippery slope. I mean, Harper needs to understand that he's running a minority government and he can't treat it like a majority. Parliament cannot be open and shut at his whim. Majority of the Canadians are represented by the various opposition parties, which means right now with Parliament being shut down, majority of Canadians aren't being heard right now.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is that Harper's, you know, talking about this like it's common. This proroguing is common. I think, as you and I were talking about before, we had never really heard this word before, and I don't ever remember this occurring in my whole lifetime.
Yeah, well, it's not proroguing that's necessarily bad. It's the method that it's being used right now. Yeah. I mean, proroguing is a natural occurrence at the end of a parliamentary session to start the new budget and you know, the new parliamentary session. It's unheard of for it to be shut down in the middle of a parliamentary session with 37 bills still on the table. You know, with no real clear reason on why. No clear reason that benefits the rest of Canada, at least. Maybe a reason that benefits Stephen Harper, but that's not why we elected him.
Yeah, and it's also, I feel insulted as a Canadian that we're being told, no, you know what, you guys go watch the Olympics while, you know, we just sit here. I guess they're watching the Olympics. Frankly, I'd like to take some time off school to watch the Olympics.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know? And, you know, the Conservatives are, all of their talking points have stated, you know, that Canadians don't care that Parliament is being prorogued, and Canadians don't care about the Afghan detainee situation. And I think it's awful arrogant to make that assumption that Canadians really don't care.
So, again, what, you know, I think that Canadians do care, and we need to obviously make a show of this. So can you give our listeners exactly what they should do to make their voices heard?
Yeah, I mean, again, the we've recommended group, yeah. everybody write their MPs, write letters to the editor, make your voice heard. And one of the most important ways that you can do that is on January 23rd, attend a rally in your city. In Hamilton, it's going to be held at Gore Park at 1 p.m., and it's a chance for Canadians to get out in mass numbers and show Stephen Harper that there are Canadians that do care about what's going on right now.
Okay. So, again, when is that occurring in Hamilton?
That's Saturday, January 23rd at 1 p.m. in Gore Park.
Okay. And so are you going to be there? And
yeah, absolutely. I'm helping head up the Hamilton rally. We're actually having an organizing meeting this Thursday at the Sky Dragon Community Center for any students or any listeners out there that wanted to come and, you know, throw in their two cents on what we can be doing to have a successful rally.
There's a planning meeting that's happening at Sky Dragon Center.
Yep. It's this Thursday at 6 p.m. So anybody interested in coming out to help us get things going is more than welcome. You just show up at 6 p.m. They'll direct you where you need to be, and it'll probably run from about 6 to 8. So if you're running a bit late, it's not a big deal.
And the, okay, so we'll, there's the national website. People can check that. And
yep.
There's a planning meeting at Sky Dragon. This is happening on the 23rd.
The rally is happening on January 23rd,
okay.
1 p.m. at Gore Park in Hamilton.
And the planning meeting, again, just
is
for our listeners?
This Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Sky Dragon Community Center.
Okay.
And we want people to know about that.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, the more, the merrier.
Thank you so much, Shiloh, for coming here and giving a really good analysis of what, you know, proroguing is and why we should care about it. We'd love to have you on the show. I think we're going to be having some other, either another interview, or we're going to be talking about some current events.